As Maurice Reeves walks down a hall dressed in shirt and tie, confidently greeting folks, there are no clues that hint to his turbulent past.
I may not look it, but actually I'm a person in which that lived in trains and trains, carts on the street, trailers and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Hitting the bottom, you know what I mean? To some people in which that are living as the living dead, it doesn't seem the bottom.
The bottom for this 28-year-old was when he realized he had to leave the home he shared with his wife and five young sons. He knew it had to be, especially when one of his boys looked up at him sadly.
He was, I believe, around five at the time, and he stated that it's time for you to leave, Daddy, and that it broke my heart.
Unlike some previous chapters in his life when he slept under bridges or in dirty train cars, Reeves decided to come to the city mission. A child protective services worker who he had called on his own suggested the mission, an alternative he had shunned in the past.
I really didn't want to come down here. I thought it was just bum city. A lot of gentlemen in which that just lived on the street up under bridges and stuff like that.
This is our pantry. We do a number of things out of here. We supply both of our kitchens with food out of here.
Meet Stuart Harper, who as the mission's executive director for nearly 4 years, has been working to put a new face on homelessness, a more accurate face.
That stereotype of that homeless person, the down-and-out, long-haired drunk lying in the gutter, I think our portrait of the homeless person today is becoming different.
The numbers are jolting.
60% of the homeless people today are first-time homeless. So these aren't people that are coming from the street. These aren't people that we look at and we've known and we define in our heads as being homeless. These are our neighbors. These are people we know. These are uncles and aunts and cousins that 2 years ago or 3 years ago had no idea that this was even a possibility for them. But through a job loss or multiple job losses or some medical illness.
Harper cites figures prepared by the Homeless Alliance indicating that there are 2,500 people in the region who have no permanent residency. On any given night, up to 600 men, women, and even children are on the streets.
Under a bridge, in an abandoned building, an abandoned home. Inappropriate for habitation, meaning there's probably no running water, no heat.
Maurice Reeves has been there. He grew up without a father figure, had behavioral problems, landed in detention centers, even jail.
I was addicted to drugs and marijuana and cocaine and pride of life and these things in which were just cover-ups to a lot of issues in which that I had, you know what I mean, a lot of issues. And without going to God first and realizing that he sent his son as our redeemer, you know what I mean, and that we can be forgiven for the things in which that we've done.
Reeves credits the city mission for helping him to rebuild his life.
This was a major bridge in my life, a major bridge. I mean, you're talking about my life turning around for the good. I mean, I see myself living in society, you know what I mean, and being able to cope and hang out with anybody, you know what I mean, and I can share something with somebody that's priceless.
Reeves recently graduated from the mission's discipleship program. He now has two part-time jobs, is working on his GED, sees his children twice a week. He's still at the mission, but in his new role, he's trying to help others. And Harper says some of these individuals are coping with scenarios they never dreamed they'd face.
I have 60 men living with me right now that have no addiction issues whatsoever. They've just lost their housing. And they have nowhere else to go.
The mission, located on East Tupper in the shadows of the downtown business district, can accommodate up to 270 men on any given night. The mission's Cornerstone Manor on North Street can house about 130 women and children. The facilities offer far more than just basic needs, food, shelter, clothing. There are also structured work programs, GED classes, sessions on personal finance and nutrition, even a state-of-the-art computer lab in the basement of the mission.
And there's our chapel, and that stained glass all came from the old building.
Maurice Reeves has learned many lessons at the mission. Perhaps the most important one.
I learned that you have to want it. You have to want it. You have to want things to get better. without any strings attached.
Brian Meyer, WBFO News.